Take heed, gentle listener. This play is not for the faint of heart, for it deals in explicit adult content, uncouth language, foul play, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Tinesia, the Drow Queen. Chapter 3. Envy. The stones of the Underrealm were carved by my ancestors, slaves of the Shadow Gods 100,000 years ago. Deep beneath the earth, places where light had never shone, chiseled into a city which hosts the most proud and reclusive civilization of this age. The land of the Orcs, however, is a wretched wasteland. None of its carven stone date older than 100 years. It is bound to be knocked down by some warlord sooner or later. No seed takes root in the deserted mortal lands except, of course, seed. In one such stone palace, I lie on a bed of pillows, outstretched like a cat. A pleasure slave exclusive to the orcish Karl Rothar and his sons, all 19 of them.
Father.
All named Rothar.
Rothar and Rothar.
The Algal clan is now ashes. We have brought the women and children and half the men.
Western slaves are not worth what they used to. Spare only the most able-bodied men, and choose the women by whatever measure of value you decide.
Well, judging by your new slave, I'd say we measure by the same.
That we do. You, my sons, deserve a rest from your journey. And company.
As impossible as it might seem just looking at me, I was once a lowly servant in the Kaltharian manor. As a lowly Aranian drow, I was a washerwoman, a caretaker, and a servant in his house along with my sister Fenora. A perfect candidate for any lord for a quick fuck.
What is this?
My lord, I'm so sorry. I was simply washing your floors.
You were on my bed, doing...
Apologies, my lord. I will get back to work this instant. Please, please, please pardon me. I've been cast out of so many homes, and I...
What? What were you doing? And for what purpose?
I was only imagining what it would be like to be your... to be your lady wife. The rumors are she doesn't please you, but if I were her, I would see that my husband were content. Always.
Take off your clothes.
Yes, my lord.
Lord Adislam, a talentless lover indeed, married the lady of a great and noble house. Fortunately for me, I had years of practice, controlling my hips, touching with my soft hands, moaning and squealing like I enjoyed every inch of his mediocre member. I began seeing him every night, which soon became every day, every afternoon, until over half his days were spent with me as I straddled him in bed, displaying the full range of my flexibility as I gave his stick a ride to the furthest pleasures his 300,000-year-old heart could handle without perishing. And he loved my body so much he had to see it in his wife's clothes. It looked better on me anyway, and she couldn't put in a day's work at pleasing her husband. She left the responsibility of his pleasure to me, and with it, all his secrets and privileges.
We're very fortunate, aren't we? No one is the wiser when a lesser lord like me bids his servants. Unlike that grand counselor. Man bids a servant, and his guards put her beneath the ground in the fungus fields.
And just like that, I began my ascension. Went from his maid to his concubine to his lady, all but in name. I even got my sweet younger sister, Fenora, the task of keeping his library and alchemy lab. Few would give her a chance, given her condition. Beauty is subjective, to be sure. And while my sister Fenora was pretty enough, below the waist she had the legs, abdomen, and thorax of a great spider. A rare curse among the Iranian drow.
Let us see. The history of the dark dwarves of Nyarth. Potions of Kyr. Ah, here we are. Just what I...
Oh, my dear, be careful with those.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, my lord. Let me... Do I frighten you?
No, please. Let me get those for you.
You're Lord Addison's son?
Yes, I am. Ah, the Tomes of Spythe. What are you doing with these?
Nothing, my lord. Just...
No, there's no need. Looks like the binding's been broken on its fall. Well, I guess there's nothing to it but to let you keep it then.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my lord.
Please, call me Sinarin. You don't frighten me at all.